This is Brother Hanson from Truth Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to get back into our study in the book of the Revelation, and I hope you are enjoying it. We are now at the second chapter and about the first verse, if you'd like to follow along. Now, this is the letter to Ephesus, if you're familiar with it. To Ephesus. To the angel of the church in Ephesus, write this. Now, we clarified this. This is not to the pastors. This is to a supernatural overseer, such as an angel of God. I always had trouble believing this was to a pastor. I really did. Now, I always believed that this was to a divine entity of overseer, someone that is in charge other than the pastor. I believe that this is something that God has assigned over these, just like he assigns different angels over people. I think this is who this is. Now, the one who holds the seven stars in his right hand and walks in the midst of the seven golden lampstands, says this, I know your works, your labor, and your endurance, and you cannot tolerate the wicked. You have tested those who call themselves apostles, but are not, and discovered that they are imposters. Moreover, you have endurance and have suffered for my name. You have not grown weary. Yet I hold this against you. You have lost the love you had at first. Realize how far you have fallen. Repent and do the works you did at first. Otherwise, I will come to you and remove your lampstand from its place. Unless you repent. But you have this in your favor. You hate the works of the Nicolaitans, which I hate also. Whoever has ears to hear what the Spirit has to say to the churches, to the victor I will give the right to eat from the tree of life that is in the garden of God. Now, we're finding out that there is a tree of life remaining, isn't there? The tree of life is still alive and well. As we mentioned before, the church at Ephesus, one of the most important, one of the most important churches or the groups that God was giving the to the angel of the church at Ephesus, write these things to the angel. And now the seven stars in his right hand, here is an example of Revelation interpreting itself. Verse 20 tells us that the seven stars are the angels of the seven churches. To be in Christ's hand is to be under his authority and protection, and a sharp double-edged sword coming out of his mouth. We clarified that, of course. And the seven stars, both the Pleiades and the Big Dipper are made of seven stars. The angels in the apocalyptic are always supernatural beings. So these would not be the leaders of the churches, as we suggested. It would not be the pastors or the leaders of the church, as many have suggested. These are either the guardians of the seven churches. Daniel speaks of guardian angels such as Michael, guardian of Israel, or some sense they are angels which represent the churches as they are now, while the lampstands represent the churches as they are meant to become. Each of these letters contain different things. warnings and promises and different things according to the performance of the church. So let's go on. Christ is the Lord, holding the churches in his hand, which corresponds to the fact that Ephesus was the chief city in Asia Minor. Ephesus as a city was first in honor in the Roman province of Asia in society, government, and religion, both pagan and Christian. Recall the refrain at the end of each of the letters. Hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Hear what the Spirit of God is actually saying to the churches. This is the main point of each and every one of these, is hear the main point, that what God is saying to the churches. Hear what God is generally saying to everyone, not just this particular church. I don't believe that any of these pertains just to one group of people in a little building somewhere. No, I don't. That's hard for me to believe. This is for the entirety, the body of Christ. This is, there's different ones that different types of people that have backslidden and have did various things that each and every one of us has done at one point or the other. And I believe this is why it's two different churches and different peoples, because there needs to be something brought out in each and every one of these, why God is giving this message. This city was first in honor in the Roman province, in Asia, in society, government, religion, pagan and Christian. Recall the refrain of each of the letters. Hear the Spirit says to the churches. Hear what it says. The church at Ephesus serves as an example to all other churches as well. Well, Pergamum was the Roman capital of Asia. Any new governor had to go through Ephesus out of respect for this city on his way to Pergamum. Now, Ephesus was a major port with a major trade route leading to Asia Minor. Long before the Greeks came, the Ephesians worshipped the mother god, whose temple was a wonder of the ancient world. While the Greeks brought their goddess Artemis, the Ephesians simply renamed their mother god Artemis and continued as they had before. When the Romans came, they built a temple to Julius Caesar, the divine one. Thus, Ephesus was a religious center for pagans, for pagan Asia Minor. Ephesus was also the chief city for the church in Asia. Ephesus was the chief city for the church in Asia Minor. Tradition locates the Apostle John there, and the books named for John, including Revelation, emerged from there. Paul spent 3 years of his ministry there, and the pastoral epistles that bear his name were written there. Now, the Ephesian church was an example through their hard work and endurance. Endurance is a major theme here, because it was mentioned that they were they wouldn't even tolerate sin. They endured. They worked hard. And endurance, major thing here that was mentioned, being a path for to ultimate victory. The Ephesian church was also an example in the way they
exposed. They exposed those who called themselves apostles. They knew what an apostle they should be. They could judge an apostolic anointing, but they could also lose their love, just like you and I can lose our love also. We can get so religious and wrapped up in what's good, what's not, what's right, what's wrong, and what's, you know, and we have such a legalistic attitude that we have no love. We've lost our love, lost our capacity to love, our ability to love with the agape that Jesus gives us. And these were people who claimed to be, they claimed to belong to that group of apostles who did not belong to the 12, exposing false teaching is a major theme in all the writings named for John. Have you noticed that? He mentions the Antichrist probably more than anybody. John mentions the Antichrist, and many Antichrists will come in the future. And many Antichrists has already come, have already come, and they have tried to manifest the Antichrist spirit among us. You think this is new? No, it's nothing new. You know, we're waiting for some, you know, we're all waiting for some expose of the single Antichrist to come on the scene, and all of us are going to recognize it right at the back by cracky. We're all going to know it because we can judge it. But you know what? May not come that way, folks. It may be a group, an Antichrist system, as so many of the, and you know, this is what my my book's about. I'm not going to try to sell you my book. I don't care about the money. I don't care if anybody buys it. Or I would rather they read it free on Amazon. I do not want it, your money. I'd rather have you read it on Amazon for free. Because, you know, I'm not trying to gain any type of monetary value out of it whatsoever. But it mentions and explains the groups that are named. The body of Christ is of many. That's just one small example. The body of Christ. The body of Christ. There is a body of the Antichrist that's coming together like the foot bone connected to the leg bone connected to the knee bone connected to the thigh bone. I mean, this is something that Ezekiel saw in advance. These bones coming together. That is the way the Antichrist is putting himself together as we speak. And nobody is going to recognize it. That's why I wrote the book, to expose the Antichrist, the way he's putting himself together in this last day. We're all looking for a big, mighty leader called the Antichrist. It may, just may not be one. It may be a group, a system, and a big conglomeration, just like the Antichrist, just like the body of Christ. The Antichrist is a body. Keep that in mind. And read my book when it's free on Amazon. Just read it when it's free. That's what I suggest. And the Ephesian church was an example. Their hard work and endurance, and they were an example in the way that they exposed those who called themselves apostles. These were people who claimed to belong to the group of apostles who did not belong to the 12, exposing false teaching. And as so often occurs, people who have endured much and who have been threatened with false teachers have grown cold-hearted and have left the love they had at first. Did you get that? They leave their first love. They get too religious. You can get so religious, so smart, so intelligent, that you leave your first love behind. And you become so smart that you do not know love any longer. I'm going to leave you there. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, help us to realize when we walk away from our love, put a warning in. Give us a trumpet sound. Let us know when this happens. Forgive us, cleanse us, cover us all with the blood of Jesus Christ. God, may we please be born again today, if we're not, in Jesus' name. Amen. Go to our website, krciradio.com, and shoot us an email. Let us know you listen. And write to us, KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Shoot us a message. And if you'd like to help us with the new transmitter we've been needing for a long time, I've been piecing together transmitters, repairing, and now I've got two of them that I'm waiting to get parts for because we just simply don't have the new transmitter yet or new funding for it. So maybe we will get that sometime. But for now, I'm just trying to piece together some things. But if you'd like to help us, nobody takes a salary here. Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, Brother Hansen saying, study, show yourself approved to God.